because a situation came about that I needed something. I didn't even know. For sure, I had, not ignorant. I was ignorant to the situation. We moved. You heard of Bedford Stuyvesant in New York? It's something like another Harlem. Mm-hmm. Well, see, I didn't know. One thing I heard was just Harlem. I figured everything past Harlem is good. So we moved into a Bedford Stuyvesant section during the winter. Everything was nice, clean, decent, and everything.
How long did you live up
there? Oh, it's about 2 years, 2.5 years. And, all of a sudden, no, I told my husband, I said, hey, baby, this is nice. You know, 5 more apartments for $95, you know. But New York, I said, hey, that's not bad. You know, nice, spacious room and everything. Boy, I was feeling my channels, you know. Doing this and fixing this and painting this. Lo and behold, when April rolled around, May rolled around, June rolled around, I couldn't walk in my room, for the roaches beat me in that room.
Yeah.
That place was infested with roaches and rats.
Really, rats? Inside?
Yes.
Inside?
Inside. One night, I went to bed, because I was sleeping like this. You know, why not open it?
You know. You're here next to the baseball bat,
apparently. Uncle Jim. Jim Jones. Yeah, because we were playing one night. We were playing some Pokino. Not poker, it's Pokino.
You don't
need
to
chair behind you. Well, you didn't ask nobody nothing. All right, Mama forgot. But anyway, all of a sudden the kids commenced to be hollering and screaming, you know. And I went in the room, I saw one of those bad boys coming out. I did then. I said, oh, hell no. Yeah. I said, I got to get him. I got to get him. One way, shape, form, or fashion. But anyway, I'm saying this to say this. Come to, you know, bring about another story. Next day, I went to my job. I told my husband, I said, hey, babe, I can't deal with this because I've never been exposed to this. Okay. I said, I don't think I'm any better than anybody else. I said, if I wasn't exposed to this kind of situation, I said, my kid's not going to be exposed to this kind of situation. Not either you do something or I do something, one way or the other. I said, because next week, we're not going to be in here. If I can get the thing tomorrow, tomorrow we won't be in. I said, because to me it's mental anguish. You see, for my kids, you sleep at halls and hollering and screaming, Mom! Mom, I'm a rat, you know. And I'd be going to all the exchange, did he bite you? Did he bite you? What do you know?
You don't feel me now.
I went on my job, we had a credit union. I asked one of my girls, I said, hey kid, you know, I need a co-signer to buy X North Dollars. I asked two of my girls. And they came with a song and dance. I said, that's okay. And I asked this girl, Shelly, I'll never forget her. Anyway, we were friends all the while on the job, you know. So I went to Shelly and I asked her. She said, sure, Sylvia, I can sign for you. No problems. She did. The thing that hurt me the most, no, she came up with the saying, hey, Sylvia, that's kosher. You know, that's a problem. In other words, she was telling me that's cool, I do it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, from that word kosher stuck with me. But anyway, she did, you know, and it really did something to me, believe it or not. You know, I just got real sentimental about it. You know, tears came to my eyes. And I said, damn, you know, I couldn't even get my own.